Ryan Garner, a black child with autism, was shot and killed by police after allegedly brandishing a gun to officers. Once again, we're seeing how this blind spot in policing when it comes to mental health is deadly, and why police and mental health collaboration programs are desperately needed nationwide, because the cops aren't on your side. Ryan Garner was a 15-year-old kid who was shot and killed by police in Apple Valley, California. Ryan's family had called police reporting that Ryan, who was autistic, was actively assaulting family members and damaging property. The deputies arrived to the scene and encountered Ryan with a garden tool, and Ryan allegedly charged at the officer with the tool. There's also a body cam video. In response, the second officer on the scene shot Ryan, hitting him 3 times. Deputies claimed that they provided medical aid, but however, Ryan still died later at the hospital he was taken to. The family's lawyer says that Ryan's episode stemmed from a disrupted routine, not malice intent. The situation had actually calmed down before officers arrived, and Ryan had even been apologetic about being so enraged and apologized for breaking the window. Ryan's family argues that the officers delayed life-saving medical attention for up to 5 to 10 minutes, which is what led to his death. They claim that they even stopped neighbors and the family from providing aid. The San Bernardino County Police Department is investigating, and the family lawyer plans to go forth and press charges against them. The Sheriff's Department acknowledges that mental health resources and their support system are inadequate, which, no shit. This incident highlights the complexities of police encounters and individuals experiencing mental health crises. Some states have mental health crisis response programs for these kind of 911 calls. In Cumberland County, New Jersey, the ARRIVE pilot program is a program where police officers are paired with mental health screeners for these related calls. Since the program, there have been 250 people assisted with no police or civilians injuries. In Denver, similar programs exist where a behavioral health counselor or clinic is present with paramedic and EMTs for these assumed low-risk calls. Investing in mental health crisis units could save lives, point blank. Instead of spending taxpayer dollars on tanks and rifles, why don't we allocate those funds to helping people that need the help? Had such programs been available in Apple Valley, Ryan could still be alive